school sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Final score from Caseville, Michigan, Owen Gage 59, Caseville 20, as Owen Gage advances to 3-0 and marches down into week number four to take on hosting Michigan School for the Deaf in week number four. Now we check in with Dave Hansen, who takes us through our second half scoring opportunities.
Okay, Clark, starting in the third quarter, Caseville scores first, a Simmons one-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion no good, making it 35-20, but the game would not get any closer as Owen Gage scores three times in a row all in the third quarter, starting with a Warwick 37-yard touchdown. The Binder two-point conversion is good, 43-20. Warwick then scores again 2.5 minutes later on an 11-yard run. The Binder two-point conversion was good, making it 51-20. Bulldogs lead. And then 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Binder scores from 6 yards out. Farner with the two-point conversion reception, 59-20. There was no scoring in the fourth quarter, so 59-20 would be your final.
And as far as stats go, well, let's take you through the scoreboard of other area games for those keeping track. We have quite a few close games, including the Bad Axe-Sandusky game. But so we do have some finals. Dave Hansen, take that away.
We're going to start with 8-man Clark as Peck defeats North Huron in Kindy, Michigan, 28-22. Peck wins that one. And Kingston defeats Dryden in a big one, 50-20. Moving on to 11-man football, Cass City, your winner, 27 over Harbor Beach with just 12. Ubley goes into Lakers, gets a victory, 20-14. USA, last we heard, leading Brown City, 36-13. Bad Axe loses at home to Sandusky, 35-26, a 9-point win for Sandusky. Last we had heard it back in the first half, Marlette was leading Reese 21-20, and also in the first half, Vassar was leading Memphis 34-0.
As far as back to this Owen Gage and Caseville game, we'll take a look at the stats. Owen Gage on offense was pretty prolific all night, 37 carries for 346 yards. 9 passing plays for 65 yards. Overall offense, 411 yards off of 46 plays. Rushing the ball, they were led by Jake Warak with 16 carries, 197 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Up next, David Binder crossed the century mark with 11 carries and 103 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dylan Fritz, 9 carries, 44 yards, and 1 score. Also, Jake Wright, 1 carry for 2 yards. Jake Wright was 5-for-9 for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns, but also had 1 interception. Jake Warak, 2-for-5 in receiving for 39 yards and 2 scores. David Binder, 3-for-3 for 26 yards. And penalties, they had a few, 8 penalties for 70 yards on Owen Gage's offense alone, which include 5 holdings, a personal foul late hit, and a false start, and a block in the back. For Caseville's offense, 36 plays, 148 yards, passing the ball 14 times for 16 yards. Total offense, 50 plays for 164 yards. They were led by the big man, number 34, Cole Simmons, the man who seemed to do it all tonight. 21 carries, 112 yards, and two scores. And he scored, of course, the first score of the night with a 48-yard rumble. Joe Ellis, 11 carries for 37 yards. And Andrew Siegfried, 3 carries for negative 9 yards and 1 score. Chris Newton, 1 carry for 8 yards. Passing the ball, we had plenty of action. Andrew Siegfried was 1 for 5 for 4 yards. Joe Ellis, 0 for 6 in passing and 2 interceptions. Cole Simmons, 0 for 2. And Mason Kozefka, 1 for 1 for 12 yards. Drew Lepic was 1 for 5 in receiving for 12 yards. Mason Kozefka, 1 for 3 for 4 yards. Chance Chippy, 0 for 2. And Joe Ellis, 0 for 1. As far as penalties go for Caseville, 2 penalties in offense for 10 yards, both being false starts. On the defensive side of things, Caseville defense, 38 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, 1 interception, and 1 penalty for 15 yards. Leading the way on tackles was Joe Ellis, number 28, with 12 tackles on the night. Mason Kozefka with 9, Cole Simmons with 7, Chance Chippy with 5, Drew Lepic with 3, Andrew Siegfried with 2. Tackles for a loss, Cole Simmons with 1, Joe Ellis with 1 as well for 2 yards. Siegfried brought in the interception, and a horse collar tackle was the only penalty for Caseville defense. Owen Gage defense had 37 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks for 23 total yards, 1 tip pass, 2 interceptions, and 1 fumble, 1 forced fumble, 7 penalties for 48 total yards on defense. So Owen Gage with 118 yards total penalties on this night off of 15 penalties.
Well, there's no doubt about it where they're going to be taking their time this week in practice, getting a little better. They got to sharpen that up. You can't give away a full football field worth of yardage and penalty yards. You just can't do that.
For the Owen Gage defense, they were co-led with tackles from Dylan Fritz and David Binder with 6 carries or 6 tackles each. And 5 different players with 4 tackles each. Jake Warwick, Jake Wright, Dustin Woodward, Derek Harp, and Kevin Brinkman with 2 tackles. Aaron Farner, Devin Lorenz, and then with 1 tackle we have Luke Redford. Richmond, Binder, Fritz, and Wright each with 1 tackle for a loss. Binder with a sack of 10 yards and Jake Wright with the other sack for 13 yards. Binder also had 1 tip pass. And Jake Warwick brings in 2 interceptions on the night. Luke Redford recovered a fumble. And we have plenty of slew of defensive penalties. A face mask, a late hit, an offsides, two illegal procedures on the kickoff, 1 roughing the passer, and 1 horse collar penalty.
Yeah, looking at time of possession, believe it or not, Clark, Caseville wins this one. 27 minutes worth of holding the football. Owen Gage, 20. And also the first downs, Clark. And we know Owen Gage had 22 first downs in this game, but Caseville had 19 of their own. So hanging in there in some of these stats. But Owen Gage converts 50% of their first downs. Caseville just 27%. So Owen Gage more efficient on third down. But, Clark, I know you're a stat guy, and I got one here for you.
What gave that away?
Nothing. Lucky guess. Caseville averaged 3.2 yards per play. Owen Gage, 8.9,
yeah,
almost 9 yards every time they ran a play.
That will do it.
That is enough to absolutely run over a defense, and that's what the Bulldogs did tonight.
Dave Hansen, final thoughts from Owen Gage, Caseville, and 8-man football.
Owen Gage, clearly the more impressive team, both sides of the football. They did very, very well. They look really good on offense. Everything that they ran, they could have ran over and over and over. They had the number. So on offense, they looked very, very good. On defense, on the other hand, you can't let one guy beat you. And Cole Simmons was trying his hardest to be that guy and beat them tonight. So he ran very well on them. So in Owen Gage's side of things, they have to sharpen up on defense, and they have to tidy up those penalties. And they did turn the ball over a couple times tonight, so there's a few things they can get better at, but overall, they were definitely the better team tonight on Caseville's side of things. They're a young team. They have a lot to learn, and they were outmatched tonight. There were way too many guns on that offensive side of the things for Owen Gage. But credit Caseville. They go out and put up 20 points tonight at home against a team that was definitely better than they were. So they've grown right in front of our eyes, Clark, in the last 4 years since this team has come back to playing football, and they're going in the right direction.
And I will say, you know, when you look at the score from last year, which was
59-6, I think.
Something like that. It didn't, you know, Owen Gage controlled this game.